The high season for tourism is about to begin in Cambodia. Tourists are an important source of money for a poor country that's trying to recover from years of war. Some visitors' plans may be disrupted by a labor dispute at the prestigious Raffles hotel chain. Hotel bills include a 10% service fee, and Cambodian law says hotel workers are supposed to receive it. When workers went on strike to demand the money, the hotel chain fired more than 300 of them. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Even in the off-season, tourists come in droves to the magnificent ruins of Angkor Wat, designated a World Heritage Site by the United Nations. Civil war in the Khmer Rouge kept Angkor Wat off-limits for more than a decade. With the conflict over, upmarket hotels have sprouted near the ruins to keep the tourists comfortable. The Raffles Grand is one of those hotels, a French colonial Art Deco structure beautifully restored by Singapore's Raffles Group in 1997. But there is no stampede for happy hour at Raffles Elephant Bar these days, just a single customer playing pool. And there are few takers for the expensive rooms upstairs. Locals and union organizers say tourists are staying away out of sympathy for the fired workers. Kim Savannah worked at the hotel shop for more than 4 years, and even though she is one of those recently fired, she hopes the dispute is soon settled and that the hotel takes her back.
Because that's the first place that I start to work, and I like that very much. It doesn't mean like we make the union for destroy the company. We just ask for something that belongs to us. It's not fair that the hotel like steal our money or cheat the service charge.
That 10% tacked onto the hotel bill might not seem like much, especially to guests paying $250 a night. But it's a fortune here in Cambodia, where the average worker is lucky to earn $50 a month. Raffles is one of several foreign hotels targeted by the union, but it's the only one that hasn't reached some sort of an agreement with the workers, despite an independent arbitration council ruling in favor of the union. But Stefan Ganagi, general manager of Raffles Cambodian Properties, argues that Raffles employees are already among the highest paid in Cambodia, averaging $210 a month.
If we compare, for instance, with the garment industry, where the salaries are at $50, $210 in a country like Cambodia is a very fine salary and by far above the national average. If we add the service charge, let's say an extra $150 a month, that will create a tremendous salary disparity within Cambodia, and that could be a major setback for the overall employment situation in this country.
Union organizers say that's not the point. Alfonso Susan, an American advisor to the fledgling union, argues that the Raffles Hotel dispute is not only about money but workers' rights. He worries that Raffles' stance may affect workers in other industries, like the garment industry, Cambodia's largest.
The garment industry, it has high union density, and for Raffles to just put their nose up and thumbs down an arbitration council decision signals to the other manufacturing owners that it's okay to not follow the arbitration council decision.
The union is getting help from the AFL-CIO and other foreign unions who've urged businesses to boycott Raffles hotels in Cambodia until the dispute is settled. The U.S. Embassy chose to move a recent party elsewhere. U.S. congressmen are pressuring the World Bank and other institutions to avoid Raffles properties in the country. Union representatives and hotel management agree on one thing: prolonged labor unrest will hurt everyone, especially with high season approaching. But Raffles General Manager Stefan Ganagi insists the union needs to compromise.
I can assure you that the business in Cambodia is extremely difficult. Cost of operation is very high, and direct foreign investment is declining in Cambodia. If at this point of time we make it so extremely difficult for foreign investment to succeed in this country, we will not have more foreign investment.
In the meantime, Raffles has chosen to scrap the service charge altogether, for now at least, rather than give it to the workers. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.